Hey, this is Paul Wilson of Karate Cafe. I'm not really a leading martial arts podcast figure, respected the world over for my opinion. But I do play one on the internet, and when I'm not doing that, I listen to Practical Defense. And now, so are you.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things. Little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's topic is about the exterior perimeter of your property, specifically gates and walls. These are items often neglected and misunderstood in the terms of home security. The purpose of gates and walls is to prevent casual entrance to your property, with the emphasis on casual. The challenge is that most city home ordinances require that walls be no more than 6 feet high, although some allow as much as 8 feet in the backyard. These walls do more to protect privacy than actually keep criminals from accessing the property. Most young adults can hop a 6-foot wall without much effort. Law enforcement trains in specific techniques to scale 6-foot walls without losing much momentum when they're chasing suspects. So, you know, the perimeter walls should be considered privacy shields rather than true security devices. Gates have similar challenges to perimeter walls, with the added vulnerability of being weaker. The key point to gates is that they should be locked in addition to remaining shut. Although this really does very little in terms of a security measure, it does increase your legal defense should something happen. In the eyes of the court, there is a difference between an unlocked gate, even if it's shut, and a locked gate. A locked gate helps strengthen the argument that entry to the property was unauthorized. So when you survey your property, remember that walls and fences are to keep your neighbors and children out, not criminals. And next, lock your gates. It won't necessarily prevent a criminal from entering your property, but it might help your legal defense should something occur. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. The show now has mobile phone applications for both Android and iOS. You can find the PDF of the show summary and notes in the bonus content section. And a couple of quick notes before we close. I'm running a knife survival seminar on Saturday, September 24th. Check-in is at 1:45 p.m., and the training lasts until 4. Pre-registration is required, and you can find links to those on my website at alexhaddix.com. And finally, I was a guest on the last episode of the Martial Arts Lineage podcast. My interview is on episode number 12. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.
Hey everybody, we are
Lady Antebellum.
Before every show, we practice. Gotta be prepared.
Exactly. And the American Red Cross wants us to be prepared too. Prepared for disaster.
Just take 3 steps to be Red Cross ready. Create a disaster supplies kit with water, food, and a first aid kit. Make a family communication plan and listen to local radio and TV reports to stay informed.
It's that simple. To learn more, visit redcross.org or contact your local Red Cross chapter today. Thank you so much.